Good morning. It's Saturday, February 7th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A Colorado funeral home director has been sentenced to 40 years in prison after authorities discovered nearly 200 decaying bodies improperly stored at his business. John Halford, co-owner of the Return to Nature funeral home in Penrose, pleaded guilty to corpse abuse after prosecutors found 189 bodies stacked in unrefrigerated areas over a four-year period. Families were instead given fake ashes. In court, relatives described trauma, nightmares, and lifelong grief. One woman told the judge her mother had been treated like yesterday's trash. Judge Eric Bentley said the crimes tested his belief in human goodness. Halford apologized, admitting he failed to stop the abuse. His ex-wife and co-owner has also pleaded guilty and is awaiting sentencing. New legislation has since tightened funeral home oversight in Colorado. Another news. President Donald Trump says he did not see a racist clip depicting Barack and Michelle Obama as apes before it was posted on his social media account. The video, which Trump shared on Truth Social, was later removed after intense backlash from both Democrats and Republicans. Trump told reporters he had only viewed the beginning of the clip, which focused on voter fraud claims, and said a staff member posted it without proper review. He declined to apologize, saying he didn't make a mistake. Republican Senator Tim Scott called the video the most racist thing he had seen from the White House. Civil rights groups also condemned the post. The White House said the video was removed once the issue was identified, calling the incident a staff error. Around the world, the European Union has begun talks with the Taliban on deporting Afghans who no longer have the legal right to remain in the bloc. EU officials confirmed they have carried out technical missions to Afghanistan to assess whether returns are feasible, as pressure grows from member states to curb irregular migration. Fewer than 20% of people ordered to leave the EU are currently deported. Afghans have been the largest group of asylum seekers in recent years. Human Rights Watch and the UN Refugee Agency have warned the Taliban has intensified repression, particularly against women and journalists. Despite legal and ethical concerns, countries including Germany and Austria have already resumed deportations. Critics fear the policy is being driven by politics rather than humanitarian realities. In other news, thousands of mourners gathered in Libya for the funeral of Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, the son of former ruler Muammar Gaddafi, days after he was shot dead. The burial took place in Bani Walid, a town that remains loyal to the late leader, nearly 15 years after his overthrow and death. Saif al-Islam was killed at his home in Zintan, according to authorities. Once viewed as his father's heir, he later lived in obscurity before attempting a failed political comeback. Prime Minister Abdelhamid Dbeiba condemned the killing, warning assassinations deepen division rather than bring stability. Libya remains fractured between rival governments in Tripoli and the East. The large turnout highlighted how unresolved the country's political and social divisions remain. Another news. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order threatening tariffs on countries that continue trading with Iran. The order allows the U.S. to impose tariffs, potentially up to 25%. On imports from nations that purchase Iranian goods or services. While Trump has not detailed enforcement, he reiterated his demand that Iran must not develop nuclear weapons. The move comes as U.S. and Iranian officials hold talks in Oman, the first since U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities last year. The U.S. also announced new sanctions on 15 entities linked to Iranian oil and petrochemicals. Iran has not responded publicly. Analysts warn the order could strain relations with countries including China, Iran's largest trading partner, and escalate tensions already high across the Middle East. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.